Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Touchdown!
Welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined by
Damaya Bishop.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Hartsville Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was your weekend, Damaya?
My week been a long week because we had competitions back to back to back. We had one Tuesday at West Florence, and we had one yesterday at Gilbert.
I heard that the one at West Florence, they weren't supposed to win that, so yeah, how did that go?
They wasn't. We left mad, but we just brushed it off and just did what we had to do yesterday.
How was the second one?
It was good. I feel like we could have did better, but it was good.
That's good. That's good.
What about you?
Tough L, but fourth quarter I had twisted my ankle. Ooh. And yeah, so it was swole, so I had to sit out. So over the weekend, I ain't really did. I just been chilling, trying to get my ankle back and stuff like that so I can play for my last homecoming because I'm a senior now, so trying to get well and stuff like that. So, but this week practice, you know, it went good. It hasn't been hurting really.
That's good. And now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Week in Review.
Red Fox Week in Review.
Volleyball has clinched a second seed in the SCHSL playoffs that has given them a first round bye, and they will host a second round game on Tuesday, the 26th of October, right here at Hartsville High.
Not for football. Last week, the Hartsville Red Foxes traveled on the road for a regional matchup against the South Florence Bruins. The Foxes couldn't find their groove in both halves, leaving the defense slowing down the pace for the Bruins. The score was close, but the Bruins ran out the clock, leaving the Bruins with the lead, leaving the score 28-21. The players of the game was Alex Hunt with 8 tackles and Jashawn Anderson with 218 yards and a 71-yard touchdown. The Red Foxes will have their homecoming game against the Wilson Tigers to gain a chance in the playoffs. Good luck, Foxes.
Cross country will be competing for region championship at Myrtle Beach on Tuesday, the 26th of October. Winter sports are starting soon. Anyone wishing to try out for a winter sport, please go to hhsredfoxes.com to get information about upcoming tryouts.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review. And that's it for our Red Fox Weekend Review. We would like to welcome to the show the host of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast and co-founder of Crux Media Group, Brandon Pearson.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, man? So, how's your day going so far?
It's going good. You know, got to talk to y'all a little bit earlier. So, you know.
How you adapting to the weather? You know, it's getting cold, so.
I'm adapting. I like the cold weather, so, you know. Same, get to put the hoodie on.
Where are you from?
I'm from the big city of Darlington, South Carolina.
Are we rivals? So what's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist of all time since I was 14, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. Oh. Chill.
If it ain't Jeezy, man.
I mean, Jay-Z signed Jeezy, so.
You're right. So what's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show of all time, one that y'all probably couldn't watch because y'all was too young. The Wire. y'all was too young for The Wire. But yeah, that's my favorite TV show. Probably one that comes on now. I like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Yeah. I got a bunch of them shirts. Mm-hmm. My favorite TV shows. So what's your favorite football team, NFL?
NFL? The greatest franchise of all time, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh,
why you say that?
If it ain't Cowboys, I don't want to hear it.
Y'all both like the Cowboys?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't like them, but I'm bandwagoning because they beat our team, Patriots, so.
Oh, I know what it is. Nah, see, you not bandwagon. Y'all lost Tom Brady. Now you out here hunting for a new team. You gotta stick it out.
So what's your favorite NBA team?
Favorite, okay. I'm kind of like you. I just talk trash about you. But so, you know, I've been a Bulls fan for the longest, but then we started losing a lot. So so the Brooklyn Nets started coming out with these uniforms that like had like Coogee on the side. It was a label called Coogee, and it was like the Coogee print on the side or whatever. So I liked them, so I got a couple of their shorts. So now I say I pull for Brooklyn. But now the Bulls look kind of good, so I might go back to the Bulls.
Flip-flopping, man.
Yeah.
Horror or comedy? Which one would you prefer?
Comedy. I get scared easy. I don't sleep. I wouldn't be able to sleep in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So I like comedy.
Oh, what's your like what's the favorite movie that you like in comedy?
Favorite movie in comedy? See, I watch a whole lot of movies. Is Boomerang? No, that's a romantic. Well, I guess Boomerang. I guess that's considered a romantic comedy. That's about a little bit too young, too old for y'all. Y'all might have not been born. What year y'all was born?
I was born in 03.
Sheesh. That came out in like 93. So.
Dang. I thought I was about to say like Martin or something.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, like the ones he named, I don't know nothing about
him. You don't know nothing about?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. Y'all have to go back and do some research. It's good. It's good black history.
Oh, you travel a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Would you prefer a car or like plane or bus? Which one would you prefer?
It depends on how far I'm going. Like if I'm going like 4 hours or longer, I prefer to fly. But if it's, you know, 4 hours or less, I'll drive.
How you like driving it more? Like do you get tired easy when you
nah,
you're
driving and stuff like that? I drive every day, so you know what I'm saying.
Adapt to it.
Yeah. It's real easy for me.
So I heard you played sports. What are some sports you played in high school?
I played a little baseball, and like, you know, around here they have like the softball leagues and stuff. So I played in that since I was in high school. I played football for Darlington High, and I just wanna note that my senior year we beat y'all last game of the season. And we beat y'all so bad that they didn't want to shake hands at the end of the game. So I hope I can make it out of here safely. But yeah.
Which one you like more?
I like both. I'll say football because, you know, like to play football, you got to have like a whole lot of people. You got to have the equipment and stuff like that. And I got to play football the least. Like it's always like some kind of baseball league, a softball league or something like that you could play. It ain't like football like that, you know what I'm saying? So I probably say football.
So how did you get into podcasting?
Well, I had a friend that was that worked on a radio station, and he felt like he couldn't get like enough talking time on the radio. He wanted to, like, you know, talk about stories a little more. So I was listening to one podcast at the time, and I told him about it, and he was like, well, he's going to do some research about it or whatever. He found out he had most of the equipment. So he wanted to start a podcast. And I told him, at the time, like, the Breakfast Club had just came out, the radio show. I was like, maybe format it like that. Like, we didn't know. Like, now, if you listen to podcasts now, it's a whole bunch of different, like, varieties and forms, like, how people do their podcasts. It's not, like, a set way. But I told him to kind of do it like a radio show or whatever. So that's what he did. And he added me to the show. I really didn't want to be on the show. I just wanted to be behind the scenes. But he felt like, you know, I was kind of funny or whatever. So he added me to the show, and we started and going ever since.
How did it make you feel being on the show for the first time?
Well, I mean, it's like in here, like with y'all, like, you know, it's not live, so it's just like y'all talking to each other, you know. The first thing that I really got a feeling when, like, we got an email. So after the show, after we read the email or whatever. And we were like, I was like, yeah. So I asked him, I was like, yo, who was that? He was like, I don't know. I thought you knew him. And then he was like, I thought, you know, we asked the co-host, I thought she knew him. She's like, no, I didn't know who that was. And he was like, oh, we got fans. And we got all hype and stuff. So, you know, and then when people like email that we don't know or like not connected with, you know, or sometimes like I'll look at like the analytics and look at where people are from. And like the one that was wild to me was like somebody in Australia was listening, like India, all over the, you know what I'm saying, all over the world. So when I see that kind of stuff, that's like make me, you know, get a good feeling.
Or yeah, feel like you're doing something right.
What are some things you like about podcasting?
Just being the ability to like, you know, give my point of view on things and kind of like educate people on stuff that like, you know, if you're on social media like Facebook, you might see a meme or article or something, and you know the information in the article is wrong. you know, you can tell your listeners, like, yeah, I saw this or whatever, and this is the real, and this is where I got that information from. So that type of thing, that's what I like.
So what are some things you dislike about the podcasting?
Especially like when you get started or and you're doing it and you know, you might be putting your heart and soul into it, but you're not getting feedback. You're not getting any emails or anything like that. You know, you don't know if your people listening or whatever. So I remember when I first got started, I would tell my homies, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, check me out. You know, it's free. All you got to do is listen on your phone when you're driving to work or whatever. And a couple weeks later, I asked them, like, y'all listen? Like, I ain't had a chance to or whatever. And then eventually when they come through, see the studio, they're like, oh, let me be on your show or whatever. Like, nah, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of thing that, you know, when your own people don't listen to you or you don't get the feedback, that's one of the things that that kind of, you know, mess with me.
What's the most memorable moment ever in your podcast career?
The most memorable moment ever? Well, I'll talk about like a funny moment on my show, because it's been a whole lot of memorable moments. But I was talking about to my barber about this morning. So me and my Coles, we were talking. Y'all, I don't know if y'all remember, like when people was on the phone, they was doing the Soul Gone Challenge. They'd be like rapping to an old, it was like an old Monica beat or whatever. Y'all ever heard of her? Old singer named Monica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she had a song called So Gone, and people was like freestyling to the beat or whatever. So we started off the show freestyling to that. And then we were like going, like battling against each other. And he was like, yo, let's do a compliment battle. So we started battling each other, giving each other compliments or whatever. And it was like hilarious. Like I was in there crying, laughing. Like that was one of the funniest moments. Like, and you never know how uncomfortable it is to hear somebody like rap compliments about you for like a minute. Like, so that was one of the funniest things. One of the most memorable moments on the show or whatever.
I need to listen to that one.
Yeah. I'll get
you. Is that when you like play like a snippet of her song and then you finish it off or no?
Nah, we were just playing the instrumental, just the beat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just rapping over it.
So if you can give any advice or tips about some people out there trying to pursue their podcasting career, what would you give them?
One of the things I would say is be consistent. Most podcasts don't make it past like episode 4 or 5. So just keep doing it. Another thing I would say is kind of set it up as like on a schedule. So like, if you started out recording on Saturday at 1, always record at Saturday on 1, because that'll like mess up your flow and your consistency, and you kind of got to treat it like a job at first. You won't make money at in the beginning unless you like a celebrity already, like unless you a rapper. Like, you know, Nori got a podcast. He came into it getting money. It's a few other rappers that have podcasts or whatever, or celebrities, but don't look for the money at first. Just look to get good, you know, to be good at first, because it'll take some time. It's a book called The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And in that book, he talks about doing your 10,000 hours. So if you're not a person that already talked on the mic or had like any kind of speaking, it's going to take some time for you to get, you know, used to being on the mic. Because a lot of times the first thing that people get wild by is like the way they sound in the headphones. Like the first time they talk on the mic, they like, I never heard myself before, whatever. So that kind of throws them off. And then like being, you know, having a flow when you talk, going, like if y'all got co-hosts or whatever. So getting chemistry between your co-hosts, that's something too. But just being consistent, the more you're consistent, the better your show will get. And the more you'll feel like it's a part of your life.
How do you come up with the idea to start your own company?
With a lot of stuff that's in the world is copycat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to say we copycat it, but we saw other people do it, but we felt like we could do it better because of the experience we had. Like the people that we were with before, they were only in it for, you know, a year or so. Up until that point, I was in it like 8 years. So I knew what I needed out of, you know, being in a company or whatever, being with a network. And my partners, they knew also, and we knew what we could offer. So we felt like we could offer some things for people with our experience, and that's what got us started. I gave us the idea.
So how did you come up with the name Crux for your company name?
Before we even started having discussions, I thought of that name because Crux means like basically the most important thing. So when one of my partners, he had like a few names. So he was like, yeah, I thought of these names for the company. He was like, this, this, and this. And the second name he said was Crux. And I had already had that name in my mind. So with us, we feel like we're the most important part of podcasting. Like everything you can do, we can, everything you need for podcasting, we can handle, you know, we can handle it for you. And we feel like we're, for especially for people that connect with us, we'll be the most important part of that. So that's where the name came from.
Confidence.
Yeah.
How did the company go from an idea to a real thing?
Money. Nah. Nah. Just doing research and doing the work. Like you play football, and you can think about playing ball. You can play all the Madden you want, but you still got to get out there and go to the field or do a cheerleading. You may love cheerleading and watch all the competitions you want, but you got to go out there. You got to get in shape and all those kind of things. So without doing it, it's never going to be done. Like sometimes people see the end result and say, well, that's too far for me to get. But it's some steps in between. And once you take that first step, everything else will fall in line. So just do, like if you, any business you have, you know, take the first step. Like if you want to own a trucking company, you know, some things you got to do. You got to get licenses and things they call authorities. You have to get those before you even buy a truck. So once you take the first step in doing something, you go to the second step, then the third. And that's what we did. We just took the first step, and that was spending some money.
What has been the biggest challenge for you guys that you face so far?
People. Because some people aren't as dependable as my partners. Like, I could call one of my partners up and say, well, yo, I need this done or whatever. He'd be like, all right, I'll get on it. And I might need it tomorrow. No, I wake up the next day and it's done. But other people, like we have shows on the network, so their show, I may need them to send me their show or whatever by a certain time or their descriptions or whatever, and they don't take it as seriously as I take it, and it's their own thing. So sometimes you have to, and I'm not a coach, but sometimes you have to coach people into taking whatever they're doing seriously, because you may see the end result of it and they may not. So kind of like, you know, with y'all and y'all coaches, your coach may fuss at you or whatever, y'all may say it's fussing, but they know that you can do a little better. Go a little harder, do a little more. And that's what they're trying to get out of you. So that's what we try to do, try to get it out of people. But sometimes it's hard dealing with the people. That's the hardest thing.
So what's the most difficult thing about running your own company?
The most difficult thing? The people. Dealing with people, I'm telling you. Like, y'all, because of y'all ages, and because like certain things are kind of the norm for y'all now. Like podcasting is the norm for y'all. Like when I got started, I would say a podcast and people would know what I was talking about, right? So they don't see the import, like a lot of older people, they don't see the importance of it or see where it can go. But you guys are around it all the time, so you kind of see it. So dealing with people and trying to get them to see that this is something that's real, that is, you know, on par with like the radio and television. You know what I'm saying? That's the hard thing. Like, so dealing with the people is always gonna be the hardest thing for me.
So you have a company now. So like, what are some things you plan to do to like further in the future?
Besides this company, or just like with the company?
Well, both.
Well, with this company, you know, just make it bigger. I want, like, whenever somebody, especially from around here, whenever somebody says something about podcast, I want them to think about me or my company. So somebody said, well, I want to start a podcast. And they said, well, I know somebody who can help you with that, you know. So that's what I want for the future. And it's kind of like that now. People hit me up all the time, like, yo, my friend want to do a podcast, whatever. I told him you got a studio or, you know. So in future companies or whatever, I haven't thought that far. I'm so stuck into doing this right here, so. This way all my mind and my thoughts are right now.
As an entrepreneur, how do you balance your regular job with podcasting, your company, and your everyday life?
Ooh, you can't. It's impossible. You're gonna have to quit one. Well, like I told, like I telling somebody like once, like my, you know, my 9 to 5, I make good money with that. So whenever the podcasting money is about the same as that, or it gets close to it, I can quit my regular job so I can devote all of my time to doing podcasting. Because once you, when you have a regular job and you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to build your business, eventually you're going to need to put more time and effort into your, you know, your business, whether it's doing hair, or if you're doing hair on the side, or you washing cars, or whatever, you know, entrepreneur business it is, you're going to have to put more time into that. It's another, I forgot the name of the book, but it might be Think Rich, Grow Rich or whatever, but it was like in another, I think in one of the Asian countries like Japan or whatever, people would go to work and they'll work their regular job 8 or 10 hours, then they'll come home and then they'll work an extra 2 hours on their other business trying to grow their business, because they don't have the mindset like, I'm going to work 30 years and then retire. They have the mindset that they're going to work or whatever to save money so they can start their own business. So that's kind of what I do now. I try to work my regular job, but just use that as a vehicle to, you know, further the network. But it's hard, real hard. I'm so tired. Very, very tired.
What do you see your company 5 years from now?
5 years from now? I don't know. That's a hard question for me. Where do I see it 5 years? I see us with maybe like 100 podcasts on the network, multiple studios all over the state, and me just delegating, like telling people like, go here, go there, not sitting down actually doing the work, just, you know. So that's where I see it.
If you could give any tips or advice for anyone starting their own company, what would you tell them?
Research. Do the research first before you spend any money. Research, talk to people that's doing it, because some people think like it's like a lot of haters and nobody want to help you. But there's some people, like if somebody came to me, asked me about podcasting, I'm going to tell them, you know what I'm saying? So it's always somebody that's willing to tell you, because like I told y'all in the class, like it's a lot of money out here and everybody can't get all the money. And a lot of people want to help you get to the money, whatever, you know, avenue you choose to go into. So ask people for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help and do your research. That'll be my advice.
Well, we would like to thank you for your time today. Do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to the Darlington Falcon. Now, let's stop. I ain't going to disrespect y'all. Nah. Just shout out to my partners. And shout out to y'all for having me. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to hear myself on y'all show tomorrow on HSN.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom!